When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I feel like it's been 100 years since last week. I'm going to be annoying because I have officially given up the vape and I'm tweaking the fuck out. So if you hear me chomping on gum, it may be annoying for you, but life-saving for me. So just get the fuck over it.
I have some questions. Oh, first you need to
I have Heather
me.
McDonald here today.
Hi.
So excited about it.
I'm so happy to be in the Give Them Lala headquarters here in the heart of West Hollywood. I've got everybody here. I've got the brother here.
Well, you know, hey. Easton's my new co-host. Hello, Easton.
It's good to be here, and I'm happy to be a part of this.
Looking cute.
I know. Hey, thank you.
And smelling nice. Greeted me. Put on some cologne for the day. Really appreciate. I appreciate hugging a tall, young, nice-smelling man.
I'm blushing.
So thank you for
here.
That.
I haven't hugged anybody except my brother. That's makes me sad.
I have a question about the giving up the vape.
All right, ask me.
I have been dying to get to the place where I felt I could say something to you without sounding like an annoying old Gen Xer that should just shut her old fat trap.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Well, I hate it.
You hated me smoking
it? I know it's I just think it's an... I understand how addictive it is. I understand that a lot of people start doing it and their friends are doing it and they think it's like... You know, oh, hey, it was a vape. It's not a cigarette and this and that. I actually just was saying on my show today, I was like, I think the new thing is that old cigarettes are going to come back. That's going to be the real I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and I really hope that doesn't happen either. But, you know, we know how bad it is for everybody.
We do.
Yes, we do. It's very bad.
The research is
out
there.
For your lungs and everything, it's so, so bad.
No, it's
and
really bad.
And I think
bad.
It's just like a really bad habit. I think it like takes away from... being engaged with people, and I just don't think it looks good. I don't think it looks professional.
No, it's definitely trashy, and it started getting so bad that I'd be in like meetings with like CAA, like smacking my vape. It was mortifying because I couldn't help it. I just felt like I needed the stick.
Well, that's my biggest thing is seeing girls, like very attractive women, and then they're in a group of their friends with an IG, and they all have a vape in their hand, and it's like already it's off.
So trashy.
Yeah, it ruins the photo.
Even, like that, even though you were doing it too.
We're quitting.
Listen,
Easton never bought one. He just like. Kind of
I would just steal everybody's. But I'm
he was like
I'm
the annoying
it,
person
though.
That you wanted to well, like. Then. Please just go buy a vape. I'd never smoked. Well, apparently I smoked a cigarette at
who
the
introduced
nice
you
guy.
To the vape?
Sobriety introduced me to the vape.
But like, who was the first person that you were like, "Let me try this"?
You started on the Juul.
I think I just went.
What's
and
the difference
one.
Between a Juul and a vape?
A Juul is a vape. It was just like it the was OG just like the, of vape. The OG. It was like the first
yeah,
one.
Like the first ones.
But these fools, Easton and his friend Landon, we go to Palm Springs this weekend because with the intention and the motive of giving up the vape and knowing that we're going to be really, really vicious because it's really hard to give up. So we wanted to just like keep ourselves in a confined space. These guys are talking about how hard it is as they're drinking fucking Bacardi pina coladas, smoking weed. And I'm like, I don't have
still
anything.
Hard giving up the vape.
I have bazooka bubblegum.
Well, I'm super proud of you guys and
thanks.
To everybody that's sucking on a vape right now listening to this.
We're all so jealous.
I sympathize with you. I get it. It's so addictive, which was their plan. You know, well, it's not planned, but if this could be an inspiration, if it's something that you guys want to try, I would highly suggest it for your health. And that's all. That's my old mom thing.
I really gave it up for Ocean.
I'm imitating you.
Let's talk about Vanderpump Rules. You got my text today.
Oh, I don't watch it. No, just kidding.
Never heard of it.
Yes, I got your text. Yeah, I'm good to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Yes.
Well, let's keep it all things Bravo. I want to talk about
yes.
Well, Vanderpump.
Let's do the Vanderpump first because mm-hmm. that's what people want to hear, the initial thoughts of it all. And I saw that you were stopped by TMZ. And it was very hard to recognize you and your Send It to Daryl sweatshirt. So I'm glad that you pulled your hair back. And anyway, that you were feeling a little different by seeing that final few minutes, which was the 6 days later after the final reunion, right?
Right. But how did you take what I said? Because a lot of people were saying like, oh, she feels bad. No. I don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad. I believed everything you said because I kind of felt the same way in watching it. Also, I think, you know, the initial, you're going to feel different than you did in March, than you did in April, than you did in May, than you did 3 days ago. And so when people were being really, listen, I was with a couple friends and we were watching it in Kona, okay, my friend's house in Kona. And one of the girls hadn't really watched it. So she was like yelling at the TV and not appreciating how you and Ariana were acting. And I'm trying to explain what's going on. And finally, I was like, we started to have a Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip moment of like yelling.
You and this friend?
These are a couple other friends getting involved. And I'm like, you know what? I know these people personally. I know I follow this as if I was like a forensic scientist. So I'm like, I guess. And finally, I go, goodbye. And I was staying in the guest house. And I just go, goodbye. Let's talk about it tomorrow. And then I wrote right to them, like, let's be good tomorrow. We can't fight about a reality show. We're not part of it. Like, I appreciate your views as a viewer. However,
holy shit, I can't believe it got that intense between you and your girlfriend.
Well, the one girlfriend had never really watched it. So I was like,
so she was just going off. Yeah.
What if I plopped on your fucking couch and watched the finale of Yellowstone
and had some
or
shit
Succession
to say.
And was like, well, these people don't seem very nice. I've watched it for 13 years. Like, just shut up. And so then we were like, laughed about it. And I was like, no, I think it's funny that we had like a housewives moment while watching on a girls trip while watching Vanderpump Rules. It was all completely appropriate. And then the next day, they went off to the pool and I sat in my room and I watched the Peacock version and rubbed one out. My God, that is where you want to be.
That's the gold mine.
And also, like, I was a little buzzed when they were yelling at me the night. So then I had full clarity to watch it, take notes, like at a desk. Yeah. And I was like, wow. And
maybe
so,
they were right.
Maybe my friends were right.
But I see, you know, really what I got, I'll just tell you, what I got from the end, her final interview, which was 6 days later, the thing that I thought where somebody might have some sympathy mm-hmm. is that when she said, when the producer was getting it out of her and she later admitted, kind of admitted, we got it, that the boning happened at the jacuzzi, which was while... Can you believe it? Tom Sandoval had a cocktail in the jacuzzi.
She's doing Kentar when he released.
Can you believe it?
His fedora on.
I was saying what?
He had a fedora on?
No, you know when you'd have a fedora? No, when he walked in, he scuffled in. And he's like, can you believe it?
It did feel like a fedora moment, though.
He had Raquel over in the jacuzzi while Ariana was away.
And then he just walks away.
And he just gets away and he's like,
with Puffy in
his face. Goodbye, Katie. And
like, stir some tea.
But I was thinking, like, what would be so funny if, like, everything in Bravo history,
yeah.
there was a moment that it was Ken that dropped the ball. I'm like, can you believe it? Rooks doesn't have cancer.
Wait, you should do that.
Can you believe it? Danielle was engaged 19 times, prostitution whore. Like, he's just the person that just, every major moment, oh my God.
Oh my God.
But anyway, when she said, when Raquel said.
I told you she'd steer the ship.
Raquel was saying like, oh God, you know, he's going to be mad. He really doesn't want this part of the story to get out of how yeah. bad it would be that she was away at a funeral. And when she was saying that and she's like, I don't have anyone else. I was like, wow, this is the classic love bomb. Alienate you from everybody in yeah. the world. Mm-hmm. And now Guess what? You're alone in the mental facility. He's selling out shows.
Right.
Schwartz and Sandy's was packed. You're going to start probably filming in a few weeks.
But this is what I was trying to say to her. And this is what I've been saying.
You did say that, yeah.
He doesn't care about you or anybody else. He only thinks about himself. He has made sure that he's going to keep you exactly where he needs you. He wants you to lie, not to protect you, but to protect him.
Yeah.
And again, here we are watching her team talk about her in the mental health facility while he's out pretending to sell out shows when really it's just at like a public park and like you just go.
No, I think.
With a blanket.
I think he's doing okay.
I think he's doing okay
listen,
too.
Everybody wants to cancel someone. Listen, Louis C.K.'s won a Grammy. Like people.
Louis C.K. won a Grammy for music?
For stand-up.
Yeah.
You can win a Grammy for stand-up? Yeah, you mean an Emmy?
Album. No, a Grammy. Like a Grammy. A stand-up album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying he was canceled. Everyone hated him, you know. But there's enough people that will like you. And and what's weird about the Vanderpump fans is even though they, like, hate Tom Sandoval, won't it be funny and ironic for us to go to see Tom Sandoval?
Of course. I totally get it.
Won't it be funny and ironic to go to Schwartz and whatever people want to do, who cares?
Tom Sandoval is not canceled. And, yes, was this a huge freaking deal in March when it came out? Is it still kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that? Absolutely. But people get over things. This isn't something where it's going to be a black mark on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
right?
Right.
This is all going to calm down. Where I felt for Raquel was when you're filming a reality show, in my mind, every single person that is on camera with me is mentally equipped to handle whatever is going to come out of my mouth or everyone else's mouth, right? When I watched that, it wasn't that I sat there and said, oh, I shouldn't have said the things that I said, because the reason I love doing what I do is because I get to be unfiltered on top of it being entertaining for other people.
Right.
The second you throw someone in there that cannot handle it, you're making it so I can't go and do my job. And yes, as a human being, like, I want to make sure that we're all like mentally healthy and doing our thing in that regard, right? You feel like you're off your rocker, go get help. The first person to say, go and do that. But you're coming to the reunion to answer for what has happened. I'm not going to censor myself. If this isn't the place for you because your mind can't handle it, you shouldn't be here.
No, I mean, listen.
Am I making sense? Do I sound like a cold-blooded bitch?
And she's attacking as well,
chance,
so she can't.
You know, to get off the show when she broke up with James. Oh, there was some interesting things that have come up in the detective work of like when at the engagement party, have you seen where people brought up the point where she was with her dad? And she was like, don't worry, Dad. Like, something like, it's not going to happen anyway. There was something like, they were saying, like, they think these parents that whole thing is really odd, too. The adoption thing is very weird. I saw her talk about it from a past clip.
Right.
And she says, so my actual birth mom gave birth to that older sister who's the realtor girl.
Right.
And then got pregnant and was really done having kids. And her sister wanted to have a kid. So she just gifted me to the aunt. And that aunt raised me as my mom.
Right.
That so is, Raquel, I have to
Easton,
say.
Raquel's mom is, Raquel's mom is her mom, right?
Yeah.
It's just not biologically her mom.
Yes.
It's really her aunt, if you want to break it down. But she took on the role as a mother. So to me, that's your freaking mom.
Yeah.
Right?
That is so bizarre. Unless they were like financially really, really poor. That's the only thing that would make sense for a mom to be like, oh, thought I was done having kids, had one at 40. You know who could use a baby? You know, like
my sister.
Like, who wants this old couch? I don't think I need this couch anymore. Cause you know what? More of a recliner gal. And I'm just like, what? Like, and I'm just saying, yeah, all those things make up
a human,
make up someone that might contribute to the issue she has today.
Absolutely.
And that was very, very odd. It wasn't like, I mean, maybe there's more to it. Maybe the woman was getting divorced. Maybe she had a drug and alcohol. I'm not saying she did.
No matter how you
break
it
down,
you sit there and say, but my older sister you wanted, no matter what the reasoning, that's still got a mess.
You can always have a chip on your shoulder.
I mean, as someone who was a total mistake, number five out of five, And like literally we were told that, like, oh, you were surprised, you know, I came home and there was another steak dinner and I'm like, oh shit, did Pam not know how to read her calendar? It's like what my dad would say. And like I absolutely knew like I wasn't planned and neither was my sister. And like, but they would joke about it and say it. Shannon? Yeah. But like if all of a sudden my dad was like, I told you we weren't going to have any more and now you had another. Can you find a sister in Wisconsin that's, you know, barren? Like for someone who comes from like a big Catholic family where you have more kids than you probably should.
Right.
That just was not something that would happen. It would happen almost the opposite way. No,
it's definitely foreign to me too. I've never.
Like in the 50s or whatever, if sometimes there would be maybe the teenage girl got pregnant and it was like shameful. And there were times where then the mom, actually the grandma, would pretend like that was the baby. That was a common thing. So then that girl wouldn't have the scarlet letter on her thing and she could go off to college or marry someone. There were like stories like that.
Don't you think it would have been better if everyone would have been on the same page and said, we're not telling her when she gets older?
I was just about to say it's almost...
You're the cousin.
I would have never...
For her own mental well-being.
I wouldn't have... I'd rather not be a part of the family now knowing it and just been adopted by no blood.
Right, exactly.
Just because of how mentally fucked up you can be now.
No, she's definitely...
Because that is a huge chip on your shoulder and to like relive it and think back all through the years of like... I just wasn't wanted, in a sense, from her mother. Is that how it is?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if there's any. I don't know if there's any contact with her and her biological mom. I mean, is there?
Whether she's dealt with that or not, I would hope that she's at least, even if she's okay with it, I hope that she's being honest about whatever feelings she had or whatever feelings maybe other people had.
Well, I'm sure when she went away,
without getting DMs that like me, that was like, wow, that was weird. I mean, maybe she never thought it was weird until she said it on the show, and people were like, wow, that's really strange.
Well, by the way, everything becomes weird when you say it on the show. You know, there's always going to be a group of people who like do not relate or understand. Yeah. And you feel like you've gone crazy. But I'm sure that when she went away to the facility, that all of these things came up.
I have some other questions for you as a viewer and a friend.
All right.
When I'm watching like Sheena, you know, and I want to ask to Sheena too, but so maybe we can answer. Sheena and like being upset about that she was really good friends with her. And even you kind of came around as like the goodness of your heart of trying to find something like to bond over.
Right.
But were there like late night, like juicy conversations happening with Raquel? I kind of can't imagine it. Like I need to know. What was their bond?
I have asked Sheena and Ariana this multiple times when they talk about how they, when they would say like, but we love her. And I'm like, what do you talk about?
Yeah.
What are the conversations? Because I don't understand how you could bond with this person.
So what did they say?
They were like, she's just really sweet. And like, you have to be there to know. There was never anything that was like in depth or profound, or she comes out of her shell when this happens. To me, it seemed like a very like partying type of bond.
I was gonna ask.
That's how I
like the party that, you know, like to party and drink and do whatever psychedelic.
And was she a yes man for
to me? It seemed very much like
all good times.
You guys bond over the fact that you're drunk and doing mushrooms and dancing at music festivals. That was what I felt like it was.
I have another question. Another thing I saw in all the millions of TikToks and things that I've seen is there was a time early on, before the breakup with James, that someone noticed that she had Coors Light in her fridge.
Before she
was still with James. Mm. Was Coors Light always a favorite drink of Sandoval's, or was it always just a sponsor of Vanderpump Rules? Like, we didn't recognize it till recently.
No, I always remember the Toms loving Coors Light. If someone comes in
I said we should have
the dead giveaways were the girl started drinking Bud Light and the girl started Coors Light, whatever the fuck it was. She was drinking the same thing as Tom Sandoval and also her new obsession with the Galaxy Lights.
Yes.
Because the only time you adopt things like that is when there's an intimate thing happening with someone.
But I remember my friend dated this guy. And she realized he was a bad person later on. And I remember her reflecting on it and going, you know, she said, he's a sociopath. I said, what is a sociopath? I don't understand what any of these words mean. This is like 20 years ago. And she goes, he'll just, and this is her understanding, so psychologists come at me, I didn't, you know, I'm not a licensed therapist, but it was like, he will just adopt himself to whatever I'm into. So she liked red vines. He was like, I love red vines. I want to go. And you know, there are girls and guys that will suddenly love bomb or attach someone where it's like, whatever you're into. Oh, I had a friend that all of a sudden was into like the Hot Wheel motorcycle riding. I was like, what? This is like my sorority sister. Like, I'm like, she kind of like got a dirt bike from the dude at Christmas. And she's like, I love it. I'm like, you do not love dirt bike. Like, you're the most country club, Jonathan Club chick I've ever met. Like, what are you talking about? Or someone that's all of a sudden like, we're going scuba diving across the world. And you're like, do you really love scuba diving? Do you really? And I warn people that, like, don't act like you're into camping if you're not. Don't, you know, but sometimes girls will do that. And sometimes guys will do that too. And be want to connect, exactly what you're saying, connect.
But maybe also, that's why I don't connect with anyone, because I literally don't even pretend. I'm like, the only way we're connecting is if you want to make a plate of nachos at midnight and decide to watch HBO Max.
Okay.
And like binge watch Housewives. Like,
I don't think that's hard to find someone that's down to do that.
It's very
that's
hard.
It's not a weird thing.
It's not, because where are they?
Well, I don't think a lot of men are binge watching Housewives.
No, they're not.
That's going to be a hard one to find.
They will watch some of it. I don't think you should.
They'll watch it with you for a couple of months and then they'll fade off real quick.
Anyway, no, but I don't think Raquel's a sociopath, do you?
No, I'm not saying she's a sociopath. I'm just saying, I remember her, my friend saying that. It could just be something that you're just connecting on, whatever.
It seemed more of a cry for love and acceptance and someone to think that I'm worth listening to.
Yeah.
Like, towards the very end, that little piece of her saying, I won't have anyone else. It was like,
well, now you really don't. That's what I'm saying. Now he's your boyfriend. So now if you fuck up and you say too much, now he's going to be mad at you. Mm-hmm. And now you have no one to talk
to. Abuse.
Because now he's going to not talk to you for a week. And now you're going to be alone in that place, not getting any calls for a week. And so it was like a double. It was like, I want to stay with you because you're my boyfriend and I don't want you to be mad. But also, you're the only person I have. So that is where I felt bad for her.
I agree, but I also feel like if she actually cared about all of that, she would end it with Sandoval.
Save herself while she's still can.
Yeah, save yourself while you're ahead. And with that last thing, to me, she just grabbed a shovel and dug.
Mm.
Because if you really care about everybody's feelings, you would have just ended it with Sandoval, because you're going to find a million of that fucking guy.
Oh, that's depressing.
But it's exactly what you said. Are they really together? I mean, she's been in this place for now 67 or 70 days.
No, I thought he has like this new like blonde Instagram person, like from Texas or something.
He's already posting with other girls?
No, they were seen like shopping in Austin, and I don't know. She looked like Erica Jane kind of.
Oh, she wishes. She fucking wishes.
Well, who knows with these filters in everyone's face? I don't even like.
That's what I can't trust nowadays.
No, the filter definitely messes you up. Here's where I stand on the very end.
Wait, I have a hilarious thing to tell you. So my son was looking at my phone. He was doing something because he works with me too. Now
what are you talking about?
My son. And she goes, wait, I just want to show you this one thing. You're trying to find different faces. I don't know why. He goes, Mom, you know what's so weird is that your phone has like different people that I text or whatever, like highlighted people. And four of them are just very different photos of me. And he goes, your phone thinks you're four different people.
Is this the son that thinks me and my mom are lesbians?
One was a photo that I found that was like 20 years ago that I just screen grabbed because I was like, fuck, I look good. Another one is like sunglasses. One is like no makeup, hideous. And one is like glam and gorgeous.
And it thinks it's four different
friends of mine. Yeah. So I'm not going to criticize Raquel anyone take for some the notes. Work they have done or anything. Like, hey,
it's not even the work that you had done. It's the way that you edit. Like, there are people that get into the freaking Facetune app and they take the entire smoothing tool and they don't zoom in on their face to like smooth it out. They just smooth the whole picture and you become one big blur.
Yeah, like noseless. I love it. Like, when you have no nose. I love that look. But I like that you're honest and you're like, oh, I whitened my teeth. You know, I'm keeping it real.
Well, I mean,
who cares?
Because if Bravo posts the original, like, you're going to call me out anyway.
You're smart about it. Good.
I might as well let you know that I tweaked it a bit.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
I got a text from James after the reunion aired, and he said, I didn't think we were that bad. I'm getting a lot of heat in the comment section. Let me read it verbatim. Yeah. He said, the fact that some people on my Instagram have the audacity to side with those trolls, it blows my mind. We weren't even that bad. I thought it was legendary. Now I'm getting hate on my IG. Why? Are we getting hate? I never look. So I just assume that what I see is real life and I killed it.
I just think the only kind of criticism, but then the other side will say, you have to understand this was the first time Ariana saw her.
It's been 3 weeks.
Any of you saw you, and it only been 3 weeks. And then when I see when somebody writes that, then I see other people coming around and going, you're right. Everyone else has had the 2 months to process it as being just fans of the show. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought it was juicy, and I was like, there were times where I was like, wait. Almost like when I watch like Veep or something really well written where I'm like, wait a minute. I got to hear that line again. Like, that was just like, hold on a second. Like, this is too amazing. So there were some good moments. I mean, when you were like, yeah, I love Ariana. That's why I ate her cookie in the back of your car.
Can I do it again?
Oh, my gosh. People wanted to know why James and I were angrier than Ariana. I felt that I was the most angry of anybody.
Well, I think everybody is just, that's just part of their personality. I mean, the thing about Ariana, and you and I talked about this right when it went down, and I was like, I mean, I respect how she's handling it, but like deactivating her Instagram, like she's got to like capitalize on this. But in the end, I really commend how she handled it. And I think people should look at her, God forbid something like this ever happens to anybody else, to take like 2 weeks to not say or do anything, be with your cocoon of people. And then gain that strength to then come forward versus like right away crying to an Instagram thing, writing a long thing about your ex. Like, I mean, she really handled it right. And then when she got in front of him, she was harsh and she used some, you know, really derogatory terms, rightfully so. But like, so that's her MO. that is her personality. And she the show works and everything and the friendship works because you're not all Lalas and you're not all James.
Well, no. That sounds like torture.
Yes.
to have a bunch of Lalas and Jameses on a screen, no.
That's just you.
I think it would have been different had I had a good relationship with Raquel and Sandoval. It was that I could not believe that these two people were throwing daggers at me left and right about being, I'm not even going to say the word anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm so fucking over it.
Yeah.
And then being real and being authentic and sharing your life all the while they were doing this. It was like, I felt like my head was spinning.
I think that's why this was so fascinating to people that you didn't even watch the show, because everybody of a certain age either knew a situation like this. Like,
felt like
I
it was relatable.
Have a friend,
yeah.
Relatable.
That was, thought her husband was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were staying at the SLS. She was visiting. We spent the night. We had like four girls in a room. And this girl had like a great marriage and everything. And she, as we're about to go to bed, she says it. I think this is happening. Why do you think this? This girl, she was a patient. Now she's working for him and this and that. And I right away, and I was like, I got to ask you. Because now we're like, you know, early 40s or something, about 40. And I'm like, you know, this is when you get divorced. Like, I encourage people, if you're going to cut the cord, do it while you're young. Like, do it when you can have a whole, you can have some fucking fun, mm-hmm. body's banging, and then you find husband number two. Don't wait till you're so old. But anyway, that's why I'm staying married forever. No, just kidding. But I was like, let me just ask you, do you have a fantasy about having a second chapter at all? Or do you want to be babysitting your grandchildren with this man? She's like, no, I want to be like 80, great babysitting. I'm like, okay, then what I think you should do is I think you should go and just say, I'm uncomfortable with this situation. I don't want her working here anymore. I don't want you to tell me anything. I don't want you, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm telling you, it's not feeling right to me. Here's a chunk of money. Tell the girl to go find another job, you know?
Mm.
I go, or you hire a private detective and you find out the truth. If you're not ready to know the truth, then just do this. So she brings that up. Oh, you're crazy, you know? They go to therapy. Things seem to be going great. You know, she does this thing. Look at my hot husband running his first triathlon. I'm like, could this be more of a cliche of a cheater?
Yeah,
when someone suddenly starts doing triathlons post 40, you be fucking someone else. Okay? Like, no, not a good sign.
No, okay? Not at all.
So I'm like, okay, whatever, praying for her. Okay, whatever. And then she had to go, believe it or not, to her grandmother's funeral. And
what
she,
in the world?
And she goes, you know what? I'm going to take this weekend, because he wasn't going to join her. Mm. And I'm going to hire that detective. And I'm going to see what he does. So she goes off with the kids to the grandma's funeral. He's like, oh, I've got to work at this thing. The detective calls in the next day. He's like, I have bad news for you. I'm tracking the car. It was in front of this woman's house from 11 at night till 7 a.m.
Oh, no, no, no.
So then, my friend is so smart. So then she keeps it together. She figures out all the finances. She made more money than he. Figured all the finances, paid for the vacations, the schools, the mortgage, whatever. Then they go back to the counselor, the mm-hmm. marriage counselor. And the marriage counselor's like, so have you guys thought about anything? You want to maybe do a trial separation? What are we going to do? She's like, oh, no, we'll be filing for divorce. And I will be also suing for alienation of spousal, which is the one state that you can do it in, is hers. Of spousal affection or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll be suing the mistress for this. And he was lying to you too. And
what,
like,
a
everyone's like freaking out.
Bitch.
She even came back from that funeral knowing and made dinner for his parents. She did all this in 2 weeks, knowing everything.
Oh, you
yes,
gotta,
I have yeah. to meet this woman.
And she is the best. And so then as they were fighting and everything, then she would be like, you know, knowing he wanted the boat, she hated the boat. She'd be like, I want the boat. He's like, I want the boat. She's like, fine, then I want the house. He's like, keep the house. She's like, I will. And then like it was just like, and then she was so classy, never let the kids know anything.
Oh.
He marries her.
Okay. He marries the mistress.
Yes.
Okay.
She turns out to be
horrific.
Horrific, horrific, horrific.
Is this the one that died?
Yep. She died. And she was awful. She was torturing my friend up until... the story gets...
We've talked more, about this before.
The story gets in more details, which I don't want to share. But, like, all I'm saying is, like... And then, of course, now my friend is with her boyfriend of 3 years. She had a bunch of fun boyfriends prior to that.
Love it.
She had a great time as a woman in her 40s being single. Kids are, you know, college
grown
age
now.
And successful. Or about to be. and has a great husband, I mean, boyfriend. No rush to get married, like, you know, because he's got younger kids. Fabulous life, you know, and everything worked out great. But there'd be times where I'd be like, God, you know, your ex is living through this misery. He's got to just, because then they like would co-parent, okay. He's got to just be like, what the fuck? Because I'm like, you would have never divorced him. She's like, I wouldn't have. Is my sex better now with the new boyfriend?
Obviously.
Yeah. Are there better things? Yeah. Yeah. But I was committed to life.
I know. Isn't that like, shitty how that happens?
I would have just.
These men don't even realize.
How would they have it?
Like, I literally. You want to go out and cheat? You want to go out and cheat? I have to sleep next to you. I've seen some pretty gnarly shit and I'm still not fucking around. Like, you don't even know how good you had it.
No, and the other thing, when people would say in defense of Sandoval,
yeah.
Oh, if you're only having sex 4 times a year, what do you expect? Do you know how many women I know that have stayed in relationships and stuff where they're not boning that much either? And maybe they would like more. Maybe they'd want the guy to like.
They still don't go and creep around.
They're not, yeah, they're not fucking the guy's best friend. They're like, you know what? You haven't fucked me since December. Where's Bill today? I'd like to go. I'm going to do a round of golf with Bill. We just get along. Guys are my best friend. Never happening.
No, but it's so true. It's like, whatever happened to a good old-fashioned conversation? Sit down and be like, you know what? I'm feeling like we need to have more sex because my mind is wandering. I'm kind of feeling like I want to go fuck your best friend. Let's just have the conversation first before you go do it and blow everyone's life up.
I mean, you know, it's just...
Do you think Scandoval has run its course? Do you think people are sick of talking about it now?
I mean, I would get a few comments that are like, when is this going to end, Heather? And I would even be like, we're almost there. But I mean, because it is such a piggyback conversation is why I think it exactly what I just said. I just like told a story that was like relatable. And I just think that is why, out of all the reality show scandals and affairs and things like that that have ever happened, that's why I think it is just so fascinating. And then all the different elements. And how each of you had such a big role. No one didn't have a role in it.
Right.
I mean, Katie had a role. Schwartz had a role. Sheena, Brock. I mean, like, every single person had, like, their own point of view, their own tidbits of info to share, their own reflective moments.
Right.
I mean, that's why I think it was, you know, so good. But, yeah, I mean, I think...
We have one more episode. You know that, right?
No!
Secrets revealed. All new footage.
What is that? Wednesday?
Wednesday, tonight, baby. Just when you think you're done recapping episodes, they pull you right back in.
Oof.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the #1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
part two of Jersey. Yes. The reunion. How do you feel about it? By the way, the reunions are way better than the entire season. Did you like the season? Be real.
Of your season?
No, we're on to Jersey. I know. Jersey. It's hard to think that Jersey? Anything else exists besides Vanderpump Rules. It's really fucking hard.
No, I did watch Jersey every episode.
Have you seen the reunions?
Yes, of course.
Do you think they're better than the entire season combined? I mean, the reunions are always good, but I don't even feel like you needed to watch the season.
I mean, 100%, but it was like, I was very sucked in and very confused by a lot of things. Because I had Carlos King on, who is very pro Teresa, and he was a producer. He worked on New Jersey for a minute and then he worked on Atlanta. But anyway, he came on my show and he had told his what he believes to be true, his experience of how Melissa got on the show, Melissa and Joe, and why Teresa was so upset and that she was blindsided. And he told the whole thing. And I was like, I always saw it as Teresa, you know, wants to be this, she wants this to be her thing. And she didn't want to share the limelight and all of that. But I get being blindsided, but I get why the producers blindsided her because it made the better TV and all that. You know, so anyway, that came out. Then Melissa like wrote me and was like, Joe and I have always been so good to you. Why are you saying this? Why did you have this person? This isn't true. Teresa knew that I was interviewing at my shore house. She knew I was interviewing for it. Why is she acting like it was such a surprise or whatever? And I go, I don't know. Then, you know, I hear from Teresa and I'm like seeing all this stuff. And then I go back and watch season 3 of Melissa coming on for the first season.
Yeah, like at the
christening.
The christening, thank you.
And I watch it and it's like one of those rainy weekends that we had. And I just was like, and then I was pro Teresa. I was like, this is weird. And she is saying snarky stuff. And why is he freaking out at the christening? Where he's like, you know, going crazy. I never understood that. Then Teresa says, oh, I found out that he did that because I had become famous from flipping the table. He went in wanting to make a scene for TV to be iconic. That's what someone told her mother who told her. Who knows? There's a lot of telephone in this whole thing. So then I was like, oh, God. And so I'm estranged from my sister. And I'm like, if I was on The Real Housewives of Woodland Hills, and they found out my even before we weren't estranged, we'd have lots of like weird things going on.
Okay.
I'm like 100%. They'd be crazy not to get my sister. Like, and here I think, oh my God, I'm going to the third season. I'm enjoying this little bit of fame. I see my sister and you know, Joe and Melissa. I see Melissa and Joe at Christmas and I give them the christening gifts, but like, I want to be the star alone. And all of a sudden now she comes in and I know, because we've had issues in the past, she's going to talk shit about me. My sister would talk shit about me. My sister
would be like, the other cast members.
With your flat ass and your chicken legs. She'd leave these long messages for me. She was just so mean, you know? I'm like, but she was kind of funny too. So I'm like, of course, if I was on the show, she would be like, I'm the funny one, you know? But she never pursued
her. She's funnier than you, you think?
No, I mean, we were all funny in my family. Like, we were all funny. Only one of us went to the fucking Groundlings and did stand-up and went to college and, like, got in the Writers Guild. The other people were, like, you know, going to the Roxy and trying to, you know, screw someone from, you know, Rat or something. I don't know. I'm just saying there were different paths for different people. Like, one of us did it right and one of us, you
didn't
know,
do it at
could
all.
Have been funnier. Like, if we were both did the exact same thing, I don't know. But it's like, then no one was jealous of my sister because no one wanted to go to law school.
Can I tell you what I think it is? I think you're dealing, when you talk about Melissa and Teresa and the families.
Yes.
I believe what both of them are saying.
Yes.
Because I truly think that that is how they're picturing it.
I know.
Although we always say, like, between, what is it? There's always two sides and somewhere in between is the truth. But I believe both of them because I believe that they believe it.
Well, I think it's
that's how it happened.
What I say is two things can be true at the same time.
Same time. I love that. Katie says that all the time.
She didn't want, who says it?
Katie says that
so,
all the time.
So see, she didn't want to share the limelight. She didn't. Who would? Okay.
Who wants
but
to?
But then it's when Melissa fun. Gets no. on, too fucking bad. I'm on and I'm good at it too. Doesn't mean she wished her sisters, they wished each other bad. But then there was a weird competition. I remember, like, you know, all of a sudden Teresa was like annoyed that she was using the same photographer for their Christmas card. Mm. Teresa's like, that's my photographer. I don't want everything to look the same. They were very much similar girls. So it was very much a competition.
It reminds me of the families in Utah. You're from a small place and like, you used my same caterer. You used my same photographer. It's like, the weird competition that happens.
And then also like the Teresa and
in like small towns.
Teresa and Joe only having each other. And then this other person told me that in Italian families, don't know this is true, in Italian families, sometimes the vibe is you put your you put your mother first, then your sister, if you're a man.
Okay.
Your mother first, then your sister, then your kids, then your wife.
Oh.
And if you think about that, that is kind of the way Melissa has been treated. Not by Joe, but by Teresa of like, I'm his sister. You know, at a certain, and when you have dysfunction in the family, like with my dysfunctional family, there was a lot where I just would have to take it. Like my sister would call and leave me messages or show up at my door or like just to yell at me or like she'd be bitching about my parents. And I just remember I like hung up and took a shower and she just walked into my house to yell at me.
What?
And at that point I'm married and like my husband comes from a normal family. So yeah, did I start to put my foot down after I got married? Yes. Did I do it because Peter made me? No, but he kind of opened my eyes to like, I don't want to do this for another 20 years.
Right, like
you know?
It's toxic.
And this so is... I kind of feel with Louis, the positive side of Louis is Louis being protective of Teresa, who's bitched about Melissa and Joe for 2 years, mm-hmm. and he's like, this isn't healthy anymore? Or is Louis being like Sandoval and alienating her from other people and being like, I'm the only one you need now?
I think it's B.
Yeah, or it could be a little both, but it's weird.
It could be.
And it makes a lot of sense because it's very much, I've got people, I can threaten you, I can sue you, I know how to do this.
Yeah,
there's certain people just smart enough to be dangerous kind of a person type of a thing that can really kind of, they know how to make your life
hell
difficult.
They know how to make your life hell and they thrive off of it.
Yeah.
I will say, Teresa is one of the most iconic housewives 100%. To ever exist.
100%.
Right? And I think the only thing that anybody, even people who don't know her, just her fans, what do they call them? The tree huggers?
Yeah.
They want to see
Margaret
her.
Well, Margaret called her the tree stumps, which I thought was.
I like
that
tree
was really
better.
Funny. Yeah. That was very funny.
But sorry,
I
love Margaret. Yeah.
But just, I don't want to see her devastated by that person.
I hung out with them in St. Bart's.
Mm-hmm.
And he really won me over. And I am not going to say anything necessarily bad about Louis. My experience with him, he was fun. He was very into her. She was extremely nice, cool, nice to fans, nice
to
me.
No, she's
really,
so cool.
Really, really nice. And they seemed very into each other and had very fun. And they had a nice couple with them from New Jersey that aren't famous. And like we had a fun day. But like gregarious and nice, gets your number, follows up, you know, like mm-hmm. with the guys, the husbands. And like, hey, let's do this. Let's, you know, make a plan, not a flake in the beginning. And you're kind of surprised they're not a flake because you think, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know who's also like that?
Who?
Joe Francis.
Is that the...
From Girls Gone Wild. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And I like to have... I enjoy that like high energy. Like high energy doesn't bother me. So I like the high energy.
No, you dig that.
Yeah, I like the
it
high energy.
It exhausts me.
And I'm never like... I've always been married, so I'm never like looking to date any of these people, but I enjoy them. And so, yeah, I think I have attracted those type of male friendships a little bit.
But by the way, yeah. Heather, there's not one person on a TV show, on Housewives or any Bravo show, that has the power to say, I don't want them a part of it and to get rid of them. They don't.
Right.
They like the drama. If there's a housewife saying, I don't want to deal with them, more the reason to bring them back. Do you agree with that or no?
I would.
I don't
story.
Know. Why do you think Rinna got the pause?
Why do I think Rinna got the pause?
Because I thought it was because they wanted Kathy Hilton, and then we found out Kathy Hilton isn't.
No,
part
I think
of the
it
season.
Had no. It had nothing to do with that. I think that there was a long conversation between Rinna and Bravo, and I think what she wanted out of her life, because this can be very toxic, especially after you lose your mom. And just the backlash and the death threats over a fucking TV show. I think they just came to a common understanding that there's nothing you can offer me right now that would make me feel like I can go back and my ask may be too much. So let's just call it a day for now. I'm going to
So you're saying you think it was her choice.
I think she decided this is too much for me. What can you offer me to make it worth it? And they weren't prepared to offer that. Mm. I think it had nothing to do with Kathy Hilton.
I don't think it necessarily had to do with Kathy Hilton because she wasn't.
She wasn't even on.
But I don't know. I don't understand why why when fans suddenly turn on somebody, why that would make Bravo want to give them pause. Like, I think that should be the fucking opposite.
I think it was a pause because I think that Rinna also was saying, like, I don't know that I like doing this anymore. I feel like I've been made out to be a liar when all I wanted to do was tell the truth. I lost my mom. I'm getting death threats because of the way I've been edited. I think there were a lot of things where in the big picture, it was like when both parties are not coming to an agreement, but they're not ready to call it a day, they say we're pushing pause.
What I also think is really weird about Housewives too is like, we all know what's going to happen.
What do you mean?
She's going to come back like next season, 100%.
When the dust has settled, I think she needs a break.
So it will be a break. By the time she comes back next season, it'll, you know, and it'll be a whole big thing. Like, these lips are back. They're clapping.
But can I tell you something? Everyone sits there and talks about how they want to get rid of all these people. And they talk about their dream cast. And you want to know what I see in their dream cast? A bunch of good people who are so fucking boring I would never want to watch.
Well, yeah. You'll
mark my words. This season's going to come out. And everyone who was saying, get rid of Lisa Rinna is going to be like, God, can we get Lisa Rinna back?
Yeah, because if everyone's like cheering and having some, yeah, you're right. We say it and then we're not happy with like someone having a normal life. I mean, it will be interesting because without having Kathy too, there's none of that with Kyle and Kathy, which is like.
Are people even still talking about Kathy Hilton? I haven't seen her anywhere.
She's on in it.
Oh, she is?
No, she's not doing the season. She never filmed one day of this season that we're about to watch.
Right, see? So.
But I'm saying, but without that excitement between the two sisters and their weirdness.
Yeah.
That's a big bummer.
Them eating caviar and then, like, the potato bowl was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, but it's all good.
No, I'm excited to start watching something other than Vanderpump Rules. I'm exhausted from Vanderpump Rules. It's hard to get me stimulated now off of anything. Like, unless you're banging your best friend's man,
Atlanta?
I'm like...
Are you watching Atlanta?
I'm not caught up on Atlanta.
I watched the first couple, and now I'm, like, four behind. And
I'm like, the same.
I feel like it's, like, homework. I don't know if I care that much. And I just saw a clip of Marlo and Candy getting into it.
See, I know, and then it makes you want to watch.
It's such a dark subject, though.
What is it?
Marlo's nephew, like, worked at Candy's restaurant, and the chef... like shot him, killed him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it is dark. Yeah, Candy didn't want to talk about that though.
And
in the second episode,
so then Marlo brings it up, and Candy, is pissed because it looks horrible on the location of their place and everything else, and how sad. And she was making it look like Candy didn't care enough, and Candy was getting real like
it's because Candy aggressive. Didn't want to talk about it on camera.
Right.
A producer stepped in, chef with his arm in a sling, and the producer goes, are we going to address this? And she's like, I don't want to talk about it.
There was that, and then this happened a couple episodes later.
Oh, there's two now that have been shot in the same restaurant?
No, they weren't at the restaurant. They were at some other event, and Marlo brings it up.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Candy and her got into it then. Oh, but I was going to say something else about New Jersey.
Okay.
About bringing stuff up on camera that you're like looking at your friend who's bringing something up on camera and you're like, you motherfucker, why are you doing this? You know?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you've been in that position.
But I was in that position this season.
Which thing?
And I'm not going to say what it was, but when Andy asks the question about has my friendship with Sheena affected me and Katie, and there were things that were said on everyone's part. And I remember... Katie and I made eye contact. I made eye contact with Sheena, and I was like, I can't control either of you right now. Just like you guys can't control the rest of us. And I was like, this could be something that comes out. And I think, and again, no one talked about it. No one talked about it. When we wrapped for lunch, I said to Katie, I was like, that made me nervous. And she was like, I wasn't going to say a thing. And Sheena said, I wasn't going to say a thing. So that's what I'm saying.
I have two questions. Mm-hmm. When you break for lunch, what did they serve you?
We had Mediterranean food. Pita bread, chicken kebabs, hummus, tzatziki.
I need another.
It was good. It was really good.
And when you guys were leaving, it was still light out. You really shot that all in one day with daylight? How did that not go on for like, how many hours was that? That was pretty short then.
They said we were only filming for 5 hours, but I think they meant we were in our seats for 5 hours. My call time, and mine was actually a later call time. I think only Ariana got there later than me. My call time was 7:30 a.m. and I was in the car by 7 p.m.
And so
it was a long day.
Like 2 hours of glam.
I started glam at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, you came glam already?
Yes. Because I do my own.
Okay, so you did glam at your house, and then you went, okay. All right. Speaking of New Jersey.
Okay.
Okay, when Melissa, do you remember from this season where Melissa goes meets Danielle, and then Danielle says, Teresa told me to pull Margaret's hair. And then they go to Dolores's party, and on camera, Melissa goes, you shouldn't be friends with Danielle. Because Danielle is saying crazy things like, you told her to pull Margaret's hair. And Teresa did do that.
Yeah.
And she knows there's probably footage of it with mics and stuff. But now it's out on the show. And Melissa says it at the party. And that's when Teresa goes, argh! And she's so mad that this is looking so bad to her. She hits all the solo cups.
Yeah.
And so I think that could have been the Teresa's revenge on Melissa to go, I'm going to make sure that somebody else brings up the alleged making out in the car on camera before the season ends.
Oh, you think that was her doing?
I think she got the information, and then, you know, it was a lot of people telling it. You know, it was like, and then she told Jennifer knew. Then Jennifer, oops, it slipped out of my mouth when I'm talking to somebody with cameras all around, who's the new girl, Danielle. And then they were probably like, producers or somebody probably told Danielle, don't you think you should let Melissa know what everyone's talking about?
Of course.
And so that's why Melissa's like, oh my God, I fucking hate you. Like, we're done and we're not going to your wedding. Like, fuck off. And then I almost feel like that they may have wanted them not to attend. Like, that, I think that might have been their plan. Like, oh my God, they're still coming. Oh my God, they don't care that she's not in the wedding. And they're still coming. All right, they're still coming. Like, what are we going to do to get them? Now, she'll say up and down, no, I would have wanted my brother. Of course I would have. But I think there was like a relief. But no, like, again, I think both things are true. I think she would have been fine had they come. But once they yelled at her 2 days before, she was happy that they didn't. Mm. And they were like, we don't need to go. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. If Melissa and Joe go, they're going to be seen as pulling attention from the bride. They're going to be that their intentions weren't good.
I think they got to call it a day. I think they got to call it a day on each other. I think
they got to take a real break.
It's no more.
Yeah.
Do you think they will? Do you think Melissa will come back?
Yes.
I think so too.
I think
Teresa's going to lose it.
I think that this, I don't want this to happen, but I think she'll get a 1 year pause.
Who?
Teresa.
Do you think Teresa will get a pause?
I don't know.
All your predictions are right.
I don't know. They don't have a start date. They don't know what's going on.
All right, my loves. Heather, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Easton.
It was fun being a part of this.
I love it.
Listening to Boss
Women. Can I do some plugs, people?
Yeah, obviously. I'm going to have you plug everything you want.
I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv this Friday and Saturday night with the hilarious Chris Frangiola. And then I will be in San Diego June 24th at Humphreys by the Bay. It's almost sold out, but there is some tickets left. It's a big venue and it's super cool. And I'm very excited to be there with Justin Martindale and Chris. And we're all doing stand-up. So that is that. It's at heathermcdowell.net. Juicy Scoop every Tuesday, Thursday, Patreon Friday, the whole shebang.
You are Tuesday and Thursdays?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You. Every day I'm hustling.
That's that business.
Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Give Them All a podcast, only on Wednesdays. I love you guys. Have the best week ever.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.